The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. Where I am, there also will my servant be. Father will honor whoever serves me. The Gospel of the Lord. Years ago, I remember one of the homilies of Pope Benedict XVI was very original, but very simple. He gave a homily on the different colors that the priest wears when he celebrates Mass. You probably noticed that we come up with different colors. In the season of Advent, you're going to see the priest coming out in purple for at least four Sundays. In Lent, the priest is going to be wearing purple for 40 days. And purple is symbolic of penance and the call to conversion. When you go to confession, the priest has a stole. One occasion I couldn't find my stole and they said, who stole my stole? S-T-O-H-L, S-T-O-L-E. Okay, they're spelled differently. So the priest wearing the stole, the purple stole, when he confesses, also is a symbol of penance. It's called the sacrament of penance. Then during ordinary time, the priest wears green. Before my conversion, when I was about 7 years old, I wrote my first poem. Can I quote it to you? Very short. And it was this: green is the grass on the ground, green is the money. Green is the money I have found. Okay? That was before my conversion. So green is ordinary time, which means ordinary time that we should be living with extraordinary love. Amen? Amen. Then we have the color which is white. So during about the 3 weeks of Christmas season, the priest wears white. And the 50 days of the Easter season, the priest wears white, which is symbolic of purity and joy. What about red? It doesn't mean that I'm promoting communism, okay? I'm not a red commie, okay? No, it just has nothing to do with communism, okay? Red is the color of our blood. And if you're observant, I hope you are, during the course of the year, in ordinary time, almost every week, you're going to see the priest coming out in red. If you go to Mass today, tomorrow, and Saturday, the priest is going to come out in red. You know why? Because you have three martyrs back to back. Today we celebrate Saint Ignatius, not of Loyola, but of Antioch. Saint Ignatius of Antioch. Tomorrow we celebrate the feast day of one of the most important figures in the Catholic Church. He was a poet, he was a writer, he was an evangelist, he was a missionary. He was the author of the book after the Gospel of John, and he was a martyr, and his name was Saint Luke. Okay? Tomorrow we celebrate the feast day of Saint Luke. And then on Saturday we celebrate the American martyrs, huh? From where I'm from New York. From New York. If you ever want to read the lives of some men that really love God and how much they suffered, read the Canadian martyrs, the French-Canadian martyrs. Well, they were actually born in France, but they worked in Auriesville, New York, going all the way up to Canada. Isaac Jogues, Jean Le Rabouf, René Goupil, Jean Lallemand. So there's a whole group of these French men who came to evangelize the Iroquois and the Mohawks that lived in upper state New York. And if you were to read their martyrdom, you probably wouldn't be able to get to sleep at night because they suffered so much. Isaac Jogues had to travel to Rome and ask the Holy Father if he could celebrate Mass because the Indian bit his finger off. And according to canon law, you can't celebrate the Mass without your index finger. And the Pope said, of course you can celebrate Mass. So the martyrs, what about today? Today we celebrate Saint Ignatius of Antioch. Do any of you ever pray the Liturgy of the Hours? What was the reading today? Now for me it's one of the most unique readings you have in the Liturgy of the Hours. If you were to ask your husband or maybe your mother or maybe a friend for something, you would probably be asking maybe for maybe a new car or a mink coat or maybe to buy 10 copies of Father Broome's new book to give as a Christmas gift. That would be the good spirit, not the bad spirit working on you. You'd probably be asking for some material thing. You know what Ignatius, the bishop, was asking of his people? Begging them for tears. Please, 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 let me die as a martyr. Did you pray that this morning? Did you? Hello? Fat chance. I really doubt it, no? Some of the women are probably thinking, living with my spouse is a martyrdom, that's enough. That's the bad spirit, okay? But he was begging for the grace to die as a martyr. And so if you read through the Liturgy of the Hours, he begs it about four times, let me die as a martyr. I beg you. I've often thought about martyrdom. If I were to be martyred, I'd like to be martyred like the Mexican martyrs, no? Que vive Cristo Rey, one shot in the head, I'm dead. Kind of like it that way, huh? Not like St. Lawrence, uh-uh. Turn me over, I'm done on this side. Okay? Do you know how this guy was going to be martyred? And to be thrown to the lions. And to be eaten alive by the lions. He said, let the teeth of the lions chew me and pulverize me. Really, I mean, if you don't believe me, read the Liturgy of the Hours, looking at me somewhat cynically, huh? He was begging for the grace because he knew that was the way that he was going to die. Did any of you see the movie of St. Paul? Only one of you, huh? Came out about a year ago. Jim Caviezel was the actor. Your memory is very transitory, is it not? Okay. You have a fleeting, ephemeral memory, huh? If you haven't, you got to see it. How many of you saw it? What was your favorite scene? Can I tell you mine? My favorite scene is when the Christians are enclosed in a catacomb with Priscilla and Aquila. Priscilla and Aquila are there, two of the leaders. And news is brought to the community that they're going to die as martyrs. So guess who shows up? Jim Caviezel, who is St. Luke. Remember the discourse he gave? It's a tearjerker. It's only 2 minutes, but it's this saint that we celebrate. He says this, look, you're going to die and you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer a lot. But it's going to be very short. It's going to be very short. If you're thrown to lions, you're going to be dead in 30 seconds. The lion is not going to be, you know, patting you on the head and the pobrecito. No. He's going to devour you in a couple of bites. He says, listen. It's going to be over. You're going to suffer a lot. It's going to be over in a very short time. And then, what did he say? You're going to be with the Lord forever and ever and ever. What a beautiful homily that was. I almost felt that I wanted to go with him. Let's go. Let's die. We have to die at the teeth of the lion. Let's die, and then we're going to be with Jesus forever and ever and ever. So I'd like to make this remark. Have you people here, have any of you ever suffered yet in your life? Have you? I have too. Do you ever? Have you ever had to carry a cross? Not yet? You will eventually. All the sufferings of this world are nothing in comparison to the glory that awaits the sons and daughters of God. St. Paul says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered in the mind of man the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who love him. And then Paul says, the sufferings of this present time are nothing in comparison for the glory that awaits the sons and daughters of God. So I honestly believe the heaviest crosses, we can bear them, if we know that right around the corner, Jesus is waiting to receive us in heaven. That's the meaning of Catholic martyrdom. Suffering a little bit in this life and enjoying the presence of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the angels and saints, and the vision of the Blessed Trinity forever and ever. Amen.